This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Even James hates your take, and James doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Word.
James Ham. Or Jim Ham.
No, he comes through in Game 7. He's James.
Jimothy.
Yeah.
James Ham with us here, our insider from the insiders. James, can you clarify this? I don't feel like it should be, but it became a social media thing yesterday. Is or is not Bobby Jackson joining Doug Christie's staff?
That's a good question. I think, you know, the way that I had heard it, hey, it looked like Bobby Jackson's getting close, right? So we talked about it yesterday on the show, right at the 11 o'clock hour, that like, look, it sounds like Mike Woodson is almost a done deal and that Bobby Jackson is super close to getting done, or super close to returning. That's how I phrased it, when we talked about it yesterday. And you know, then I like poked around a little bit more yesterday afternoon, and the answer that I got was, hey, like nothing is signed with any coach yet, outside of Doug. Like, Doug is still compiling his list. And, so yeah, I'm not sure where we are at this point, to be honest with you. Just because it's not a done deal today doesn't mean it can't be a done deal this afternoon or tomorrow. But the fact that Jason Anderson's reporting that they haven't even had a conversation, I think is interesting.
So what the hell happened?
I'm not, I don't want to speak for nobody, but Sean has done this a really long time. I know if my sorry ass can pick up the phone and text Bobby Jackson, I feel like Sean could do the same thing. Like, Sean didn't just pull this out of the atmosphere and tweet it. So I don't know. Maybe this is a, I don't know, James. I don't know. This is weird. It started on Twitter because I'm sorry. It started on Instagram because I think Leo Cowbell posted a graphic and Bobby responded to it like, what the hell? Nobody told me.
He said, what the hell?
And we were like, wait, what? What is this? And now I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest with you, Sean doesn't usually mess this stuff up. And I heard the same thing that I, you know, not as definitive as what Sean put out there. But we were talking about it before Sean tweeted. Like, we had started talking about it on the show yesterday before. But again, I didn't say, like, for sure, 100%, it's a done deal. Bobby Jackson's, you know, welcome back to Sacramento. It was still like, hey, it's not done yet, but, you know, this is something that sounds like it's probably going to happen. I'm intrigued. You know, again, like, if Bobby wants to come back to Sacramento, I'm sure he does. I mean, like, to be honest with you, like, I believe a lot of his I don't know that everyone that his family packed up and moved to Philadelphia for the last year. So it would not surprise me if he wanted to come back to Sacramento, especially to coach alongside Doug, who's a really, really close friend of his. But you know, that's the problem right now. You got to be careful. Like, I was able to confirm yesterday without any question that BJ Armstrong has joined the organization. And I was not able to confirm either Mike Woodson or Bobby Jackson, when I was reaching out to sources within the walls yesterday.
And one of the things about Sean, what Sean said and what Leo said, which was Leo just kind of, he just was reporting what Sean reported, is the word will return. You know what I mean? And I think that's where Bobby may have, like, hold on, I don't know about that. Like, he didn't go into detail, and obviously I don't know. He might have been, yeah, I didn't talk. There's people that have asked me about my interest. I'm interested. But done deal? Nah, I don't know nothing about a done deal. There's so many different things they got to do. They, as far as I knew, they still had to get permission, right? And maybe they have. That doesn't necessarily have to be reported. But they still got to go through steps to even be able to talk to Bobby Jackson, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the way it works is if you're interested in somebody, you have to, and they're under contract with another team, you have to call that team and have a conversation with the team and say, hey, is it okay if we, you have to seek permission. And if they say yes, you can have permission to speak to him, then you go from there. But that doesn't mean, like, look, Doug Christie and Bobby Jackson have been really, really good friends for, I don't know, 20-something years, close to 25 years. So, like, look, if they're having conversations, like basic conversations as just two dudes, that's different than, you know, asking permission and all that stuff. You know, even if they were to have some sort of hypothetical conversation. And again, I don't know if that's happened. What you don't want to do is get caught tampering or anything else with somebody else's coach and run into that problem. But it just feels like whatever reason, like we all got a lot of news yesterday. We all got a lot of sources saying that it was close or that it was about to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. And it doesn't sound like it's as close as a lot of us have heard.
You mentioned the BJ Armstrong thing. What do you think about that? Obviously someone who has seemingly pretty good ties, pretty close ties to Scott Perry.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have good ties, and that's what you want. You want someone who that Scott Perry that feels really comfortable with, right? He needs to build out his staff with someone like BJ, who not only has been, you know, was a player, but then went into a front office and worked for Jerry Krause for a few years after he retired from the game, and then has been an agent since like 2006. So, like, BJ Armstrong has ties all around the league. And this is a big deal because, like, look, one of the problems I think the Kings had in the last regime, and even the regime before that with Vlade and those guys, is just the basic ties around the league to make easy phone calls, to touch base with people, to have the Bobby Jackson conversation before you have the Bobby Jackson conversation, right? Like, but with actual trades and players and everything else. There's always a way that you can have a generalized conversation with somebody that doesn't get leaked to the media, that doesn't end up, you know, aggregated 5 million times that the Kings are closing in on Cam Johnson or whatever. There's a way that you can do that without, you know, going through dangerous sort of obvious avenues. And when you start accumulating multiple guys like that, guys who, again, BJ Armstrong, as a player's agent and working for Wasserman, like, I mean, he has ties everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And Scott Perry has ties everywhere. I feel like the last couple of years, the Kings had run out of some of these ties. And, you know, Alvin Gentry has some of those ties, right? But maybe Wes Wilcox didn't have as many ties around the league as you would hope. Maybe Monty McNair, again, didn't have a bunch of ties around the league that made sense. So I think bringing in guys like this is a good thing. And I did get confirmed this morning that it does appear that Alvin Gentry will be back again.
And yeah. The damn air horn. Alvin.
Yes, sir.
Alvin needs a lifetime deal with Sacramento. What's Alvin do? I don't know. I just want to see him courtside.
Cool cat. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I believe that's on his office.
Adds to the vibes.
Yep.
That's what he does, man. I'm with you, James. I think the BJ Armstrong thing, like, to get as many of those people in the building is a plus. And that, yesterday I talked about, or on Twitter at least, I talked about how, you know, the NBA, and just like life, is about relationships and who you know a lot of the times. And that's a great thing to have in your building if you're the Sacramento Kings, something that we haven't seen, like you mentioned, in recent years. And a lot of people kind of short-sighted, or, well, look at his client list. Like, he didn't represent anybody. That's not what it's about. It's about being able to be in those rooms, have those conversations, have those relationships. You talked about who he worked for. You know, is it Weisserman?
Weisserman Media Group.
Like, he can go, if everything left on good terms, he can go back to them and talk about potential free agents, trades, whatever, or just inquire. And just having that knowledge, that type of lifeline in the building, I think is very, very important to go along with what you got with Scott Perry.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, the Kings just need to figure out a way to connect with themselves to the rest of the league in a positive way. And I'm not saying that Monty and Wes didn't do that. But again, I think I've told you guys this, and I mentioned it on the show earlier. You know, Wes said one time, like, a third of the league loves me, a third of the league I'm totally cool with, and a third of the league probably doesn't love me. And he's like, and that's kind of a good thing, because you don't want everybody loving you, because then you're, you know, if you can't spot the sucker in the room, it's because you're the sucker, you know? So it is good that there are people in the league that, you know,
Wes Wilcox maybe had would tell himself some stuff like that.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, I do get it. You know, there is, you don't have to be liked by everybody in the league, because not every deal went the right way, you know? And, you know, like most teams, there's usually a winner and a loser to every trade. And you want to be on the winning side as many times as possible, but you also don't want to just get a reputation as a guy who always wins every trade, because you don't want to get involved if you think you're going to lose. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think this is a good start, and I don't think they're done. You know, we still don't know if, like, Phil Jabbour is back. Paul Johnson, we've heard, is back. But Phil Jabbour is like their head of scouting. And I think he's a VP of player personnel or something. And that's a big deal. I mean, you need a scouting director, somebody who, again, has sources all over the league and can get you information on potential draft picks and stuff that maybe you don't have. And again, with a guy like BJ Armstrong, like, when you're going through the draft process, and we talked a little bit about this, I think, on Monday, right? When you go through the draft process, the Kings have reopened the doors. So they had 6 prospects come through on Monday. For whatever reason, Wes Wilcox and Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox made the decision to close their doors to prospect workouts. So we didn't go in and see who's coming through Sacramento, interview players and all that stuff. And I think it really hurt the Kings. Like, it's just like free publicity, right? Like, the whole summer, like, why would you close your doors when, just because it's May, that doesn't mean you're not still trying to sell season tickets, right? Yeah. You want your name in the press as much as possible. And when you have 6 prospects come through, even if nobody knows who any of them are, that still doesn't, I mean, KCRA, Fox, CBS 13, you know, Channel 10, they show up with cameras every time. Like, it goes on the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news and keeps your product in front of everything. You're out there. Everyone is seeing it. And to close that off to media was, like, really, really short-sighted. And the reason why I bring this up with BJ Armstrong is that while BJ didn't have a bunch of top-tier clients, he does have a lot of these other types of clients, and he knows a lot of the guys that had clients like him. So if you want to start getting in all these prospect workouts and saying, hey, like, can we get your guys to come through Sacramento to compete? You know, we've got an early second round pick. A lot of them will go, no, we're okay. Because, you know, what's the value of it? They're going to go to Sacramento and no one's going to know they even came in the door. Mm-hmm. Like, part of this is getting your client's name out there. Mm-hmm. It's why we hear, you know, coaches attached to the Kings job right now, because somebody wants that client name out there. And so I think it is a good thing to have a guy like BJ and a guy, again, this is Scott Perry. You know, he did an exhaustive search the last time the Kings had, well, when he was here in 2017, and they had so many prospect workouts, it was crazy. And they got almost everyone into Sacramento. You know, it was, they did a really good job of touching base with everybody and getting players in, whether it was just for a dinner meeting or whether it was for, you know, a full workout, a solo workout or a six-man workout, whatever. They did a really, really good job of like putting their like feelers out and bringing people in the building. And it's not always about like whether you're going to draft somebody that year. It's about 2 or 3 years from now when that player might be a free agent or might come up in trade conversations. And you're like, man, we had a really, really good meeting with player X. And, you know, he was great. We went out to dinner. We just got a good feel for him. And if he's available in this deal, I would prefer him over this other guy that we don't really know. And so that's why these things matter, you know, to have as many prospect workouts, but also.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To open your door so they become part of the draft process in Sacramento.
And that's probably true for the agents, too. Right. Not just meeting with different players, but like you're meeting with those representatives as well. And it's not just that player that you're talking about. You can talk about their roster of players.
Well, that and I mean, a lot of it is just doing favors for people and you know, like, hey, we'll get your guy in here. We're probably not going to draft him, but we'll get him in here. And people are like, why would that help you? It's like, well, like, what if that agent has another player who, you know, whether it's a top tier player or it's even a guy that is an undrafted free agent, like you want to be really high on the list. If you call and say, hey, You know, that Keon Ellis kid, we had a good workout. We really like him. He didn't go draft. He didn't get drafted tonight. But what do you guys think about a two-way contract? And we'll lock him up. Mm-hmm. That matters when you already have the relationship with the player, when you already have the relationship with the agent. Like, it's not just as cut and dry as whether you had players through or you didn't have players through. Like, it's very complicated. And I think that the Kings are doing a better job of, you know, getting their brand name out there in a different way this season.
Man, I really don't want to kick Monty's back in on the way out, but...
Oh, he's already out. It's okay. He's not on the way. He's already gone.
But it's just little things like this, little ways of understanding how to move around this league, maneuver around this league, are glaring. The differences are glaring. And not just Monty and Wes. To be honest with you, now thinking about it, Vlade Divac as well, first-time guy. Like you mentioned, like, it's just the little intricate game, so to speak, that you got to play around this league that I think James is frozen, that we didn't see with those guys that we see.
No, James is absolutely frozen. James is 100% frozen. 321. If anyone had 321, James is thawed out. He's never amused by this. We always are. 10 times out of 10.
Every time, man, especially when I realized the facial expression didn't change. I was like, oh, he's frozen.
Mm-hmm. James is listening really intently to what Kenny is saying right now.
But James, just for a synopsis of what I was saying, it's just with Monty and Wes, with Vlade Divac, it's night and day understanding the little intricacies of maneuvering around this NBA between what we saw with those first-time guys that maybe didn't have the same relationships around the league and experience around the league compared to a guy like Scott Perry, who's done this as a head guy or an assistant guy. It feels like a handful of times now, or handful of different franchises at this point. Like, he knows how to maneuver.
Yeah. I mean, I think Monty and Wes should have been, like, they had players come through, right? We just, like, to hide it just never made any sense. So, like, Devin Carter came into Sacramento and worked out, like, last offseason. Like, they had had a conversation with him. They had met him. They had had all that stuff. So, but it's the sheer volume of players that I think is something that actually matters. You know, we talked about it. Again, I think it's a 2019 NBA draft. The Kings had, like, I think it was 99 prospects come through. And then they had Kyle Guy come through three times. So it ended up being, like, you know, I don't know, 14 or 15 workouts for all of us to go to. And was it a lot? Yeah, it's a lot, you know, but that's part of the job, is to, like, when they do these things, is to go out there and, you know, again, this last workout on Monday, like, there's a kid with Sacramento ties, like a kid who grew up here. Like, that's a good story for, again, the 11 o'clock news. Is it a story that, you know, writers are writing around town? No. But it's still a good story for you know, a 30-second news hit. And those things actually matter when you're trying to sell tickets, when you're trying to build something. So I think this is a good thing. We'll have to see, you know, if they continue to do it this way. But I just think that, like, year one of Monty, it was like an open door. Year two, it was like half the prospect workouts we weren't invited to. Year three, it was like, screw those guys. We're not going to do this anymore with the media. And it's like, oh, that was it. You know, we got, during the pandemic, we got all the prospect workouts via Zoom, mm-hmm. or at least a good portion of them, mm-hmm. which was really, really awkward and odd. But those things matter. And so hopefully we're just seeing a new era of Kings basketball that's different. It's not as restrictive, because that doesn't help anybody. It really doesn't.
I want to ask James one more mm-hmm. thing about that, because he mm-hmm. mentioned something that did Monty, because he was a first-time guy, did he never, how do I put this? Did he never adjust to not being in the COVID era anymore? Because when he came in, it was the COVID era where it was Zoom and you're not talking to these reporters anymore. And then once we got out of that, was it like, well, this is how I came in the game doing it. We just keep doing it this way. I feel like that's not giving him credit for being in the league as long as he had been before. Like, he had no idea how these things went down. But you kind of mentioned it. He never left the COVID era with how he went about things. Was that kind of how you saw some of the ways he moved with the information that was given out?
You know, that's a good point. It, like, first of all, Monty is a lot more comfortable in like that setting. You know, he's a lot more comfortable not stepping up and standing in front of cameras and answering questions. You know, even if it's the same question 8 times in a different way. He doesn't particularly, that wasn't his forte, right? And the fact that it probably was Wes's forte to have those conversations, but the power structure within was that Monty was here and Wes was right below him on the pecking order. I think it probably lent itself to some awkwardness, and I thought Monty got better at times, and was like more honest and upfront and felt more comfortable in front of the camera. But it could be something as simple as like they didn't do it because they just didn't feel the value of it. They didn't understand the value of it. They didn't appreciate the value of it. And, you know, maybe, like, again, maybe I'm just crazy and off base, but like it sure did feel like, you know, free advertising for your franchise. And for them to not like even attempt to do it, to try, to me always just felt weird. And not only that, but to at least it was it at one point, it was like, hey, you know, we had these 6 guys come through camp, if you want to put that out there. And then they would go to a different reporter and say, hey, we had a couple of guys through this week. This is who came through. It's like, that's not good enough. Like, let us talk to those players. Let us be in the building. Let us sit here and roll cameras and everything else, because that's part of the process. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is like the COVID era. They never recovered, because nothing is the same since the COVID era. Like, you go in the locker room now and pregame and there's maybe 1 or 2 players. And a lot of times it's the same players. So I know like Jake LaRavia would come in, like Markel Fultz would sit in the locker room. But a lot of guys don't. And that's just not the way it used to be. It used to be you walk into a locker room and pregame and there's 5 or 6 players and they're all, you know, hanging out and just, you know, like chatting with each other. And that's just not the way it is anymore. And the same thing for postgame, the whole bring 2 players to the podium and then a coach to the podium. And that 30-minute window gives every single player that isn't going to the podium an opportunity to leave. That's not the way it was either. It used to be like a really quick coaching interview, and then we'd all race to the locker room and sit there and interview whoever we could in the locker room. And also, just so people understand, it changes the dynamic. If there's 8 guys in the locker room and a scrum goes over and talks to one of those guys, if you're someone who's writing a different story and doesn't care about that and doesn't care about the game coverage that night, you can go and hit 2 or 3 other players while that scrum's happening and get one-on-one information that you can then craft a story. All of that's gone. So, and a lot of it is COVID, but a lot of it is just like
changed.
I mean, it's changed. Yeah. Yep.
All right, we'll come back. There's a lot more we want to talk with James Hamm about. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River, including, I want to get James Hamm's thoughts on that buzzer beater last night. Specifically, not just the buzzer beater, but what that team is doing and what they've done since that trade with Tyrese Haliburton. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, right on cue, the Sacramento Kings make it official as they sent out their media release that they have named B.J. Armstrong as the general manager. From general manager Scott Perry, he says B.J. has an elite understanding of the game and his basketball IQ, front office insight, and championship experience will be invaluable as we build towards the future. He's been a trusted advisor to me and many others in the basketball world for years, and I'm confident his perspective and leadership will make a significant impact on our organization. Again, that's from Sacramento Kings general manager Scott Perry as the hiring of assistant general manager. B.J. Armstrong is official. Little moves being made here and there, little hires. We don't have any confirmation on anything involving Doug Christie or any other members of the coaching staff. As a matter of fact, James, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even think we got anything on the hiring of Mike Woodson yet, did we?
No, no. Mike Woodson is, again, like, has not officially been hired.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no. He's, there's a good possibility that Mike Woodson is joining the staff, but he has not officially been hired. And, like, just to clear up who's here and who's not, Leandro Barbosa is still part of the staff, from what I know. Dip is still part of the coaching staff. Jimmy Alapic is still here in Sacramento, which That's is a great man. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super good dude. So I heard that today. But the rest of the coaching staff, for the most part, are gone. So again, Jim Moran left and joined Luke Laux at Florida State. Ricky Foyce, Jawad Williams, Jay Triano, Robbie Lemons, all those guys are gone.
Okay.
Okay. We talked about the B.J. Armstrong, him coming in. Now it's official. Mike Woodson, still rumors. Bobby Jackson. Ask you, James, do you like the way potentially, because we don't know, nothing's official just yet, but potentially the way the staff is being put together, the type of guys that potentially are going to be on this Doug Christie coaching staff?
I need to see it in its entirety. You know, again, I think a guy like Mike Woodson is, as much as he is an assistant coach, he's also like a mentor type that's going to step in. We're talking about a guy who's 67 years old, who has had a ton of head coaching experience, a bunch of assistant coaching experience, who hasn't been in the league since I think the 2020-21 season. When he was with the Knicks, he spent the last few years as the Indiana Hoosiers head coach. But I need to see the other pieces because, you know, if you're going to have Leandro Barbosa and you're going to have Bobby Jackson, like I do kind of need an offensive specialist in here. I need a defensive specialist in here. And that's how you kind of build out your staff. So you only have so many front of the bench. So many front of the bench players, coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we look at Woodson, Bobby Jackson and Leandro Barbosa as all front of the bench type guys, that only leaves one more spot. And again, that's usually a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator type play, type coach. And we haven't got to that point yet where we kind of have defined roles and who these people are.
What'd you think about what Tyrese did last night for the Pacers as we shift gears to the future of the Sacramento Kings and look back at a past one? Tyrese with a couple of big plays there in the final seconds, misses the free throw, gets the offensive rebound, takes a step back, and winds up hitting the game-winning three. His second, you know, call it game-winning scores in the last, you know, week and some change here with their victory over the Bucks, and then now over the a game two victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we knew Tyrese Halliburton was a big time shot taker and big time shot maker in his first season in Sacramento. Like, you saw it right away. No fear, was always ready. Never shied away from the big shot. So, I mean, for me, this is just the next like progression in his development. And it's really good to see that he's continuing to grow and become that player that everyone thinks he can be. I also, you know, he's just so unique. And Kyle and I were talking earlier, you know, you can look around the league and there's so many player comps and stuff that we usually can come up with for specific players. You know, like Amen Thompson, like really looks like Jimmy Butler or Jalen Green. Like that's an easy comp. With Tyrese, it's so different because he's a very unique individual. And, you know, the way he plays, the stats, they really look like he is the guy who's going to take over the mantle for Chris Paul, who really took over the mantle from a guy like Steve Nash as like that best pure point guard in the NBA. And it's impressive to see him grow and become this player because it's really not who he was in college. I mean, he's always been a great passer. He was a point guard in high school and all that stuff. But we're talking about a guy who, you know, averaged like 18-5-5 at the college level. We didn't see this whole 10, 11, 12 assists per game guy. And he's just one of the most dynamic, like pure point guards that we've seen in the league. And not only that, but he's got the ability to hit a huge shot when he needs to. And so really, really impressive to watch him grow. And you know, I'm super happy for him. He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. You know, do you wish he's still in Sacramento? Of course you do. But would you take back the Domantas Sabonis trade? I'm sure some people would say yes now, but if you compare today versus then, I don't know. You know, the Kings have done plenty of good with Domas, and we're seeing a team on the rise and the Pacers who have done what you have to do if you're gonna build a team. And that's why I think the Kings have really let Domas down.
We joke about it, you know, often, but I understand the terminology. He really is an organizer and an elite organizer when you talk about Tyrese Haliburton. I look at him as a guy that makes sure everybody's eating, make sure everybody is comfortable, knowing that the basketball is going to come their way at some point, and he has the opportunity and the ability to, when he needs to, knock down a shot or get to the basket, keep guys honest. He is an elite point guard and a true point guard in every sense of the word. And we're seeing him on this playoff stage take full advantage of every opportunity given it to him, man. And like you said, it's great to see for Tyrese, because he a hell of a ball player, good young man, and, you know, I like to see his ascension in this league.
Yeah, I think, you know, you should be pulling for players to become great players and to take the next step. And, you know, this is why the Kings have missed so much by just not making the playoffs. Like, you take such a huge step as a player by getting that experience and learning what the game looks like at the next level, playing, you know, meaningful basketball games in May and potentially June. Mm-hmm. You just do. And so we're getting to see some of these players that, you know, whether it's Ty or whether it's Amen Thompson or whether it's, you know, Cade Cunningham, like there's a whole group of them that we're seeing take these monstrous steps as their in their progression. And it's because playoff basketball just has a different intensity. And that's where, you know, not only do you miss out by not going to the playoffs and, you know, not making extra money and all that stuff, not having an opportunity to play for a championship, but also that experience. And I think it just galvanizes players into who they're going to be and who they should be. It teaches them that there's another level to their game. And when you're a guy who perennially misses out on the playoffs, it's really tough to understand that, how that next step looks and feels. And that's another one of the downfalls to just, you know, not making it here, being on the outside looking in.
Oh, but it's a familiar place for us, the outside looking in. I feel like Tyrese is really emerging this postseason. And you talked a minute ago about all of the things that the Pacers have done right and the things that the Sacramento Kings have done wrong. And maybe that's one of the things, and whether it's fair to Domas or not, that's one of the things where people will look sideways at this for a long time. It's not necessarily what Domas has done, because Domas has, in fact, made a couple of All-NBAs. But the fact that he hasn't had the success in the postseason or anything close to it, or even the appearances in the postseason that the Indiana Pacers have had, are always going to make this trade feel a certain way. And of course, the absence of De'Aaron Fox makes it significantly worse. But that's the position the Kings put themselves in, not Domantas Sabonis. A lot of times
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Trades become a reflection of the franchise and not necessarily the players involved. Tyrese, obviously a really good player. Domas, still a really good player. Everything that the Pacers have done, Pacers went all in with Pascal Siakam. That was a move they decided they were willing to make. This is going to be the core of what we believe is a team that can win us a championship. That doesn't mean we won't try to add players, make other moves along the way. It just means our core, or core, if you will, to go back to an old school expression, is Tyrese Haliburton and Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. Kings were never able to establish that. We thought it would be DeMontis Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox, and learned pretty quickly that wouldn't be the case. And when the Sacramento Kings did achieve some success, James, they didn't follow it up with anything that next season. They waited a little bit too long before starting to make some changes.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to be the what-if moment, right? And I know you gave up, like, when you made the Domas trade, you gave up, like, 4 years of, you know, of age as far as, like, you know, how long a player is going to play in the league type deal, right? You went from, a 25-year-old, a 22-year-old to a 26-year-old, right? And you basically, you cashed in, like, the development years of Haliburton for what you thought would be like the instant years of DeMontis Sabonis. And you got those, right? DeMontis Sabonis has been excellent as a member of the Sacramento Kings. The problem is that if you don't do the other things that are required to make your team good and to continue to grow and continue to build out the roster, the support pieces that would have made so much sense for a guy to put alongside a guy like DeMontis Sabonis, then you just squandered that time. And that's where I know a lot of people are going to be super, super upset that look how good Tyrese is. There's nothing that said that Domas couldn't have had the same success here in Sacramento, like in a different way, because we're talking about a center versus a point guard. But the fact that you stopped really putting the pieces around Domas after year one was just, you know, like, irresponsible. Like, it's why the guys that were running the franchise are no longer running the franchise. If you can't continue to build off a winning season like that, then what are you doing? That, like, that's the point of it. You can't just sit on your hands for a couple of years and hope that, you know, you'll have internal growth that will make it all better. We do officially have that Mike Woodson has joined the Sacramento Kings coaching staff. I have just been able to confirm that.
There we go. All right. Okay. With that, yep. Shout out Mike Woodson.
So we saw the Shams tweet, but I didn't know if that was anything different than we already knew. And for those who have been with us this entire hour, James said that Sacramento Kings have not confirmed anything regarding additional coaching hires. Well, that now has changed. Mike Woodson is confirmed to be joining. And I believe the title is associate head coach.
Yep.
On Doug Christie's staff. There we go.
Nice. Nice. Welcome to Sacramento, yeah. Mike Woodson. Welcome back to Sacramento.
James confirming news here on the show. I'm with it.
Yeah.
James, what you think about that other series, the Warriors series now without Steph? I know you're familiar with some of these injuries, and they say at least a week. Myself and Damian, we've said we'd be lucky to see him in 10 days, and that's just being out on the court, let alone being able to be Steph Curry. Do you think we'll see him at all the rest of the series?
I think it's interesting. You know, Steph has never had major injury issues like this. Like, he's had the ankle injuries. He's had that weird knee injury that he had that was like one of the rarest injuries that we've seen. But he's never had muscle pulls and muscle tears, so, or strains. We're going to have to see how quickly he recovers. The fact that he's never had like a major hamstring injury, even though he's, 37 years old, that actually bodes really for him. He's not going to have a bunch of scar tissue. He's not going to have a bunch of other issues that he needs to when it comes to rehab. It's just a matter of how quickly does his body recover. And to be honest with you, that dude puts in he's always been a workouter. He's someone who the training staff is working around the clock to try to get him, trying to get him back on the court. If there is a way to get him on the court by game four, game five, I think that they will. But there's also a possibility that, you know, he has a setback or that it lingers and he never quite gets back to the player that he was for this season. And I think the Warriors are in trouble, although, you know, they've got Buddy Hield, so maybe everything's okay.
Yeah, and there's the part two, James. We could talk about Tyrese Halliburton, his little buzzer beater. But of the former Kings who are cooking right now in the postseason, Shavano is lighting the world on fire. 40 minutes in game one versus Minnesota. 20-something points. It wasn't as spectacular as his game seven performance, James. But he's gone two straight games now where he hasn't turned the ball over. And for those of us who enjoy poking a little fun at Buddy Hield, that's a rare statistic, and it's really paying off for Golden State right now.
Yeah, I think the problem that I've, Buddy Hield is a good dude, and he's a fun-loving guy, and he's a hard worker and all these things. So, again, I don't, when we rib, Buddy Hield, it's sort of in fun, and I don't know if anyone else is noticing this, but Steve Kerr and Jimmy Butler are doing the same exact things that we do. Like, they're ribbing that dude every single step of the way. They're having a good time with this. Buddy is just one of those guys who makes two or three egregious, really, really obvious mistakes in every game that he plays in. And then on top of that, there's eight other ones that you don't really, unless you're watching for it, that you don't really catch. Mm. Right. For all the times that Buddy Hield in Sacramento reached out for a rebound that was just him underneath the basket by himself, took his eye off the ball and missed the rebound and let it bounce out of bounds. We all remember those plays. For every time that he dribbled it off his foot or dribbled off his leg, the fact that I'm going to credit Jimmy Butler for this. He has Buddy Hield so locked in, mentally focused. And that is what I think has always kind of been the issue with Buddy. There are way too many times where he loses mental focus, and it's just this little tiny thing that happens. And he still has, you can go back and watch the tape. He still made a couple of Buddy plays where, 18 seconds on the shot clock and you're up six, he's hoisting a three from 28 feet and you're just throwing your hands up what are you doing? But you'll live with it when he's scoring and when he's taking it on, taking on a leadership role when Steph is out of the game. So, man, they would not be in the second round of the playoffs if it wasn't for Buddy Hield, and they would have lost game one as well if it wasn't for Buddy Hield, especially with Steph going down. So, yeah, he's been a lot of fun. It's interesting to see that you know, people mention like he's maturing. Like, that's really, really interesting, because it's not like Buddy's 28 years old or 25 years old or 26. This dude's like 31.
We don't know how old he is.
We
that's
don't.
The beauty
we
of
don't.
Buddy. We really have no idea.
No, we have no idea. And as the guy who broke that story that he was a year older than he actually was, I don't have any faith in his date of birth at all. So
he's actually older than Jimmy Butler. That, like, most people don't know that. Like, Buddy's actually older than Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man.
No, he's not the annoying little brother. He's the annoying big brother.
I know. I just think it's so funny, because we're, you know, when you look and he was drafted the year after De'Aaron Fox, and De'Aaron Fox is 27. Actually, he was drafted the year before De'Aaron Fox. But, you know, he's 31 and De'Aaron is 27. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, Buddy was drafted. We thought he was drafted as a 23-year-old. It's my bad. Buddy's actually 32. He's not 31. He's 5 years older than De'Aaron Fox, and he was drafted a year ahead of De'Aaron Fox.
It doesn't even seem possible.
And this was before COVID. You know, during COVID, they had like 7-year college players. Like, no, this was just regular time.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy was...
Yeah.
Buddy was
I can't believe Buddy has been in our lives that long. So the man's 32 years old.
It's so many great jokes too, you know, like his story is amazing. You know, this is a guy who, you know, like played basketball without shoes on for a good portion of his life in the Bahamas. And, you know, like the fact that he's named after Bud Bundy from Married with Children is like one of the funniest things ever. Like, his mom like wanted to call him Bud because Bud Bundy, and then the local drug dealer down the street's name was Bud, so she called him Buddy instead of Bud. Like, it's like these stories, the Buddy, like, he's like a legend. It, like, one of those guys that, like, a tall tale. And it's great to see him have success at this point. Just absolutely amazing that he's having this type of success. You know, as a 32-year-old, he's living his best life and developing in the same way that Tyrese Halliburton and Cade Cunningham and Amen Thompson, even though they're all 5 to 10 years younger than him. It's cool to see, though. I love it.
Imagine his mom chose like a different character and was like, no, I'm going to nickname him Al. And Al healed. Like, it does.
Steve. What that
the neighbor?
Name is great.
Steve healed.
Steve healed. Like, Shavano Steve healed. Like,
Steve. What? Steve, the next Marcy's husband, right?
Shavano Al healed over here for three.
Well, right, that's man. The thing. His name is spectacular. Mm-hmm. That's what, like, my good friend Sean Cunningham always says. Like, why would you not just go by Shavano? Shavano Rainier? Like, just an awesome name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go out there and be your best Shavano Rainier.
What was Marcy's other husband's name?
Oh, what was it?
Was it
name?
Jefferson? Or Jeff?
Yes. That was good. That's good knowledge. Jefferson.
Was it Jefferson?
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jefferson
healed for three?
Yeah. Now Jefferson is on, what is the
Jefferson's the,
Apple
the guy
show.
From Revenge of the Nerds.
Right? Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, James. You've never seen Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
Oh, man, that's a
no. He's on Shrinking right now. Shrinking on Apple TV, which is absolutely incredible. Jason
really?
Segel and I'm trying to think.
I think the show's over.
Oh,
we gotta go. Oh. Well, tune in tomorrow. I guess we'll feel this Married with Children conversation tomorrow. Appreciate
Jefferson
you being
Darcy.
With us. That's amazing. It's Wednesday. What? Oh, Denver and Oklahoma City coming up at 6 o'clock. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Knicks tape. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.